Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Lots to celebrate, 100th anniversary with Stratford Lions Club. And joining us in studio with details about the Stratford Lions, how you can join the club and be a part of it, Ray Black is here. Ray, it's good to see you, my friend.
Thanks, Jamie. Yeah. Appreciate being here and the opportunity to talk about Lions.
Absolutely. So this is the 100th anniversary of the Stratford Lions Club. And Ray, I think right off the top, let's talk about how service clubs play such a vital role in our community, service clubs like Stratford Lions.
Well, all service clubs do a great job in the community. And if it wasn't for the service clubs, we wouldn't have the parks, the arenas, the Rotary Hospice, that's one there. But, we've done our band shell, which nobody probably knows. And then the Lions Arena, Dufferin's Lions Arena. And, of course, the Lions Pool, which we did in 1930, which was the beginning of the Depression. And in 1932, it was opened.
There you go. Yeah. So Stratford Lions Club, such a vital part of our community. And again, as we mentioned, celebrating its 100th anniversary with special projects that the Stratford Lions Club continue to support.
Well, we support the food banks with our Project Care program. And the Project Care program includes, like I said, the shelter link and shelters, food banks. Then we have if someone can't afford, we get referred to that someone needs help with hearing or eyeglasses, we help out there as well.
Okay, because I know certainly eyeglasses has been a big part of the Lions Club. You used to collect them along the parade routes back in the day.
Yeah, right. Well, now we collect them at the optometrist shops, which makes it a lot easier for everybody concerned.
For sure. And again, as you talk about with Project Care, and also things like, gosh, the sock drive with Stratford Lions Club, which is also a very popular one.
Yes, it is a sock drive, and we get blankets as well, which we disperse amongst the different shelters and food banks. And it's not just the food bank here in Stratford, like the Salvation Army does St. Mary's, Mitchell, and Stratford, so which is good because it is a big problem today.
No, absolutely. No, so that's just a sample of the Stratford Lions Club. Again, celebrating the 100th anniversary this year. And let's talk also about acts of kindness, because you have some cards that you've brought in here this morning. Tell us about these acts, very special acts of kindness.
Yes, well, what it is, if we see someone doing an act of kindness for anybody, then we give them a $10 gift certificate from Tim Hortons, good at any Tim Hortons. And we give them a Kindness Matters bracelet to wear.
Nice. Nice. So, yeah, we'll have to get a photo of that and get that on our Facebook page. So is that on for a limited time, or is that for this year? How does that work?
Well, it'll be on as long as we have 100 gift cards, we'll give them out.
Perfect, for the 100th anniversary. And I'm also thinking of things like the Lions Club also had bottle drives in the past, for sure.
Yes, we have, and they've been quite successful. Fundraising has become a problem in a lot of services, and bottle drives, we use that to help support our different charity programs. Plus, we do bingos as well with Lions Charity Bingo on television. It's quite popular, and it's one of our major fundraisers today, even yet, as you know, the bingo country shut down, so that's one revenue that we don't have.
You bet. We're chatting with Ray Black with Stratford Lions Club, 100th anniversary this year. Of course, we're going to be talking about a very special event that's coming up for May 3rd. But in the before we get to that, Ray, we definitely spotlight service clubs. I think we've kind of touched on it, but often members of service clubs, they do so much for our community, so much good work, but often it's work that doesn't get necessarily rewarded, or that thank you is not necessarily there, but that doesn't stop the service of something like Stratford Lions Club.
No, that's true. And I guess the act of giving is more really rewarding, and you don't necessarily know who you're helping, but that's okay.
Yeah. And for you, that's part of why you enjoy being part of the Stratford Lions Club, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, it is for the service. And when you, I've seen, because I've gone to the food banks and at St. Paul's Church there, the breakfast program, and that it's really good to see those people appreciating what we do for them.
Absolutely. Stratford Lions Club. So let's talk about the big celebration that's going on for May 3rd. This is happening at the Army Navy Hall. So can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, what it is, we're going to recognize the people, some of the people in the community that have helped us, and reward them. And there's going to be a little program for about a half an hour so that it's not all about Lions, but they'll see, we'll have different projects, history of the Lions Club, what we've done, and pictures, and et cetera, that will give people an idea of what we've actually done.
And so people can be a part of this. Tickets are available now for this?
Yes, they are.
All right. So tickets are $60 per person. Social starts at 5. Dinner underway at 6 o'clock. So this is a full evening at the Army Navy Air Force Hall on Lorne Avenue. And I imagine members from the Stratford Lions Club, that's the best way to pick up tickets?
Yes. I think we can go on our website too, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
All right. Well, if you chat with Ray Black, I'm sure Ray's got some tickets for you. Stratford Lions Club, 100th anniversary. Again, that very special day is happening for Saturday, May 3rd at the Army Navy Air Force Hall. And Ray, you've also got some really nice cards that you have. Raymond Black with Stratford Lions Club. But let's talk about if folks want to join, want to be a part of this, helping out our community. What's they can reach out, but your meetings, how often do you meet with Stratford Lions Club?
The Lions, they meet the first Thursday of every month and the third Thursday of every month.
All right. And are those in-person meetings? Are they online?
They're in-person meetings. And right now we don't have we used to meet at the Boar's Head, but that's under renovation, so we're finding a new spot now, which is more difficult than you'd think.
Rotating locations. There you go. So we'll share all the details, of course, with Stratford Lions Club, celebrating their 100th anniversary, and that's 100 years of service in Stratford and area, which is which is saying quite a lot.
Yes, it is. You know, our charter was in 1925. January 13th, and we were sponsored by the Seaforth Lions, and that was, you know, quite a thing at the time. And
sure,
figure how many years and how many presidents we've had since then, and people that have come and gone. But it's the people in the community that makes the service club vibrant. And to volunteer and help people, that's the main thing. Like, I know we've done the community supper at St. Parish Hall twice now, and it's been quite well received, and it's been enjoyable to see how the patrons have appreciated it.
Absolutely. Stratford Lions Club, again, celebrating 100 years of service in Stratford and area. StratfordLions.ca is the website, and we'll share all the details on our socials at mystratfordnow.com. Ray Black. Ray, thank you so much. Any other final thoughts, or get your tickets for the upcoming get-together, and just continued great service?
Well, I think you've said it there very well, Jamie, so I'll leave it at that.
Ray Black, thanks so much, Ray.
You're welcome.